The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. There's one neighbor in Astoria, Oregon, that has a message for people. This neighbor of the Goonies house wants fans to stop visiting it so much.
They want it to end.
Yeah. This is a guy named Beeman Zachary.
What a dumb name.
Who bought the house 2 years ago. And he bought it for $1.65 million.
Mm.
And he loves the movie and welcomes his fellow fans. But a neighbor two houses down put up a sign saying, Goonies are not welcome. And that prompted Zachary to put up his own sign saying, hey guys, Goonies welcome. And a friend of his bought the house between them and put up a sign saying, ignore Karen. So, whoa. Zachary says,
Goonie War.
Why would you want to live in this neighborhood knowing that the last 38 years was one of the greatest iconic movies of all time was filmed in that house, and you choose to live two houses down? Why not move out? So that was his point.
Yeah, I mean, where that place isn't the most comfortable place in the world to live. Right there in one of those awful port cities in Northeast.
I
personally wouldn't like it.
Oregon?
Yeah.
For the past couple of years, doing this to the Menendez brothers' house. They were going by there and taking pictures, and the people, I guess, are going to remodel it best they could. Like Kurt Cobain's house.
Mm-hmm.
I think a Chinese businessman bought it. He was going to remodel it.
Mr. Fuji bought it, I read.
The people still drive by it.
Well, I mean, that's what, I always thought it was weird when you go to California, Hollywood, Los Angeles, where they sell literal maps to the stars' homes. And then, hell, you don't want to drive, get on this double-decker bus. That's why I didn't do jump ropes with the double dutch. I couldn't say it.
Just because you're a star doesn't mean it entitles people to go to your house.
Well, sure. But
I see what you're saying.
If you bought the Goonie, you bought beside the Goonie house, like,
Goonie house.
I was just thinking, do people go, like, dude, we want to go trick-or-treating at the Goonie house.
Yeah.
Go and ring the doorbell. It goes, ding, dong, hey, you guys. Someone's at the door. It's going to be some Chinese fellow who's going to accidentally punch himself in the face with a little gadget he has.
Do you realize
him data.
That word has been taken over and
Japanese?
For Goonies.
It was a hockey reference.
Now it's more.
Not in the bathroom, but in the sport.
More of a risque reference. If somebody's a Goonie, they're somebody who touches himself a lot.
No crap, really?
I never heard that in my whole entire life.
I didn't either.
Do you attribute this to your son?
I was looking on X. There's a lot of filthy content on X. A
lot.
And these famous adult stars will use a lot of hashtags. And then
you look them up to see what they mean?
Well, yeah, goon was a hashtag. I don't know this word. And then, the porn star X's out. Where are all my goons at? Goon was the... Yeah. And I looked it up, and it's like, yes, a person who, five-knuckle shuffles all day.
Oh, my gosh.
When you say that, I'm going to think that.
What was a goonie bird then?
A great place to get a burger.
A goofy bird.
But not anymore.
Goonie
bird.
Goonie.
Or it could be a bird that, flaps his wing.
A Moonie, they were Moonie. Religious people that sold flowers.
Completely different.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a sect.
it's a whole thing. It's a whole genre of adult film.
I thought doesn't it come from like boondocks, goondocks, like that whole thing, like people who live near a poor port city down on the boondocks, dude, the goondocks? Am I wrong with that? I don't know. I like the not wanting to Google everything now. Yeah. Like just wondering.
To be educated?
Well, or just to wonder. Like I enjoy wondering more than Googling.
Well, see, like if you go down here, it says
it's still, like answers fast.
It still means a stupid person. That's what this one definition says. But the other definition says someone who gets himself highly aroused in a state of what says sexual euphoria.
I have never heard that.
Yeah,
like you goon means you're horny.
New bomb, did you goon?
I don't know. I just know now when you say Goonies, I'm not going to think about the movie. I'm going to think about a bunch of people getting together and watching each other do that.
Oh, my God. I couldn't think of a worse time.
It's what, bad
like mutual?
I guess. Mutual Goonies could be a movie. Goonies never die. They touch each other in front of each other. That could be the new tagline. Chunk. Yeah, they bring Chunk
okay.
for it.
Goondocks refers to a, this is just the words, less than neighborhood near a port city. Boondocks refer to the backwoods or the hills.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, I've heard that about boondocks. Dun, dun. I haven't heard the other one.
Down in the goondocks. No, it was boondocks. But goondocks is basically kind of what that was, you know.
I've never heard of goondocks.
But what does it mean now? Is it just a place where people go and touch themselves?
Well, in your world, it does.
Mikey and Brand's dad really, like, he was stealing crap from work. He worked in that museum, and all the good stuff was in their attic. Mm-hmm. The map, everything. He was waiting to quit. Mm-hmm. They were going to move away. He was going to go in there and steal all that crap himself.
Well, what does your brain prefer? Live music or recorded music? There's a neuroscientist on Instagram that says live music engages our brains more than pre-recorded, mainly because it's unpredictability.
I like, who is it? Is it Dr. Oz? Who's it? I have a neurosurgeon.
Oh, yeah.
He is a surgeon.
Dr. Oz, I thought, was a heart surgeon.
You have to.
Oh. Or, who is his doctor?
Who is Dr. Oz's doctor?
No, this doctor.
Oh, this is a neuroscientist, and he goes by Dr. Oz.
What? That's not his name.
I saw this yesterday.
His
and when
name
I
Oz.
Saw you, dude, spelled the same way. I know.
I thought you said Oz.
I did.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Dr. Oz said this. There's actually a marketing channel I follow on Instagram that had this on there yesterday, and I was shocked by this actually.
And on Instagram he posted a video explaining why he believes that live music is preferable. He said, quote, live music will activate the entire brain networks involving experiencing pleasure, processing emotion, and re-triggering memories of the past. So I can see that if, you know, you remember something. Like a
cop. You're a son of a bitch.
I don't trust the other.
What? You? Well, if I ruled the world, you could play that one.
What are you playing?
Well, it's a little Nas X, but...
I know. I thought it was. I meant real Nas.
We have a library.
Not the Satanist.
Oh, okay.
We have a library of music that isn't really edited.
I know. Which is dumb at a radio station. I mean, no. Quite frankly.
And let's be honest, Nas. He cussed a lot.
He did. Yeah. Nas. I enjoy live versions like Freebird. I love the live version of that. What song is it you want to hear?
Of like course, I love. The best.
I love when a. Sturgill does a lot where he'll get to right before the chorus goes, come on now, like something like that. I enjoy that a lot. But I thought, see, it's why it shocked me is people love predictability. They love knowing when the beat's going to drop or blah, blah, blah.
And I get that because, you know, it's like Van Halen, the wah, wah.
Or just if they extend a song, like, oh, yeah, they keep it going.
Or like what was the Garth song where there was like a fourth lyric or fourth verse he would do? Was it Mama Love Meowing? Where
might have been.
Like he came back and killed her or some. There was a further verse to one of his big songs. It's like you only heard it in concert.
I think he eventually went to three pina coladas.
No way.
In that last verse.
Did he get another hand? I mean, Lord God.
It's like how many rounds with Jose Cuervo did he go? Like he got to 10, right? I think he worked up to 10.
He just wanted two, but that could have meant at a time. He could have went there five times to the bar.
Well,
he needed one for each hand.
So Dr. Nas notes that the bigger the brain experience, especially in the emotional parts of your brain, the more deeply you will be struck or feeling immersed in the music. So that's why you feel it, you know.
Especially if you're on drugs and you go to a concert.
Peter Frampton, do you feel like we do? Frampton Live, remember that?
No. Yeah. I feel like
as
Frampton.
His whole career.
He had a window right there where he was like number one, you know, big time stud.
The highest selling live album of all time up until And Metallica took them off the live album. There's somebody who took that away from
for live. I don't.
It might have been the Nirvana Unplugged thing. MTV Unplugged. Might have been what it was. That's something like that. Vegas. If I ruled the world.
And Shania Twain live is pretty dang good.
Let's see her live.
So your brain loves that because.
I put my boots under her bed.
It's not what's coming up next. It's a little treat for you. So that's why we like it.
Yeah.
We love music. And I equate like anything in my life, music at that time, that kind of, like I think of Elvis and my childhood and my mom.
Thank you very much.
I do.
I think about you as my childhood either.
No, I remember driving across the country. My mom wanted to see Elvis with my grandmother, and it was just, she didn't have tickets. She actually got in and saw Elvis. And
I think of Elvis because sometimes I've had number twos I didn't think I was going to get up from.
Oh, the king feels you on that one, man. Sometimes you get up.
Lord was going to call me home from that throne to his.
Sometimes you get a banana and it's a little too ripe.
Luckily, they say you do defecate yourself when you die. So in that case, you know, there's no messy cleanup, hopefully.
That's how I wrote Suspicious Minds. I was called on the lid. And I'm called on the can. I can't get up.
What was the source of that? Like, if Elvis's first song 30 years after he died or whatever, what was that about? Was it just a remix? Because it won, like, the...
Viva Las Vegas was.
Oh, is that what it was?
Okay. Somebody remixed that one.
We can't.
No, a little less conversation. That's what it was.
Is that what it was? Okay.
Somebody remixed that one.
Little bit of conversation.
And that, you know,
like Diplo.
And Freebird, I think of your dad.
Yes.
Phil. I always will think of that. And just little times in my life. And my husband, definitely. The Joker.
Dude, Van Zandt followed me on Instagram because I made a funny joke on Lynyrd Skynyrd. Instagram post.
Steven?
No, I was like, did the birds get a credit for this? You remember on the live version, let me hear them pretty birds. And they would. And then he's like, no, that was a recording. That wasn't real birds.
You dummy.
And I was like, well, I didn't want to tell him. I was like, well, I know. But still, he's like, yeah, did that with a machine.
Birds. Thanks for listening, you dummy. I love the show, though.
That was the heavy set piano player sitting there hitting a button. Rest in peace, fat piano player from Lynyrd Skynyrd. Forget his name.
Can't call people fat anymore. Don't do it.
That's what he was saying at the thing the other night.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's so big. Gonna be big.
We're gonna have to change your name come January, fat boy.
And I'd always.
Oh, no.
I think of the Joker as my husband because he played that on guitar just for me. And then he and Jethro were singing that song, Steve Miller, on the boat, on the ship.
Little bit of conversation.
And then Dolly Parton.
Like, Elvis had every man convinced he could sing. Just come
with me. Hey, man. I really could.
Hey, thank you. You know, when you say thank you very much, it sounds like Elvis. Can you sing?
Thank you, man. Don't be cruel.
I always thought that he was like my real father, because my mom was.
I really was. You came out with big mutton chops on your face. I'm like, that's my kid.
Because she even Elvis had a cutout of Elvis in her Florida room, which was funny.
Yeah.
But, you know.
You know how to do karate?
I thought you was triplets. This is your Hooters came out first.
Hey, look. It's that girl from, no, I ain't going to say that.
I had a kid.
I made too much of the tension about you playing a prostitute in movies over and over again. It's not going to define your career.
Ain't gonna.
You need to play a nun in the next one, though, to even it out.
That phone's about to flip. I'm going to have a seizure like you do. I'm that sorry. Sucker. I'm a little like see a fish out of water on the carpet.
I had to casually tell her that. Paige has it set up for like deaf people because you have to have your phones turned off, but she has the flasher on.
Really? I'm like,
that's Paige, if you make me have a seizure over here,
sorry.
You're driving me to work for 6 months.
I don't know what to do if he has one.
Well, it's a wooden spoon next
time. I'm sorry.
I know what trick you tried to play.
That wakes me up. I can't have, you know, I turn it off so I can sleep, but
yes.
The flasher wakes me up.
That's weird. Does lightning wake you up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
yeah. A little bit of conversation. A little bit.
That's all you got to do, baby, is when you sing enough words, you can just start singing sounds at some point.
You got to be able to do that lip. Like the Rock's eyebrow.
It's like you just ate a fart. You didn't smell one. It's like if you eat a fart, your lip's going to just curl up. Man.
And my mom always bragged that she was like the number one fan. She got kicked out of high school because she loved Elvis.
Didn't she catch a scarf or your
she
aunt?
That's when they drove across the country. She got a scarf. I still have a scarf.
Wow.
That's how I got the lip. I was like, this ain't no joke. I'm having a stroke.
I do not have Bell's palsy.
We were just little babies in a hotel room while my mom was going to see Elvis. It was so funny.
She left you in the hotel room as a baby?
With my grandmother.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine then.
Yeah.
We can't go on together with my crooked lip.
Crooked lip.
Kiss me on the corner of the lip.
I'm your daddy.
Priscilla.
It'd be hard to do with a lip like that.
I'd do it sideways. Like you turn them legs sideways.
It's hard to smile when you got that. I'm doing.
She really tried
like
to smile.
He was dipping in his upper lip, didn't it?
I was a real skull bandit, baby.
Hey, bro.
Go ahead.
Oh, man.
Don't make fun of my daddy like
that.
That
was the king, baby. Right, Paige Marie.
I'm Paige. Those are Eyes Guys headlines.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We still got birthdays or suckers to do. It's the Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is another way of how God gets people out of your life that don't need to be there.
Wow.
I don't think God's using threesomes to do that. I really, really don't.
My son, proposition them with a threesome.
Hey, this is the devil, and I want you, because he's got a list, probably. It's the devil. I want you to go over there and offer up your wife to your friend, because we're trying to get him down here with us.
Like, devil, I didn't think you'd have a voice like this.
What do you mean? I have a tail.
I thought it'd be more demonic. Are you trying to trick me, devil?
Uh-huh.
You know how hard it is to be down here with it being so hot?
I don't want to find out, devil.
You own the way to finding out.
I don't want to listen to you. You get off my shoulder.
I sound like the on Jaws, like on Family Guy.
You do.
Oh, Bruce.
I'm going to bite you.
Oh, I love that.
Maybe
love
a little
that.
Lindsey Graham in there.
I can see right up them hairy legs.
Oh, yeah.
You do.
Ukraine. Yeah, that's Dana, me, Dana. Lindsey. All right. Let's get serious here. Enough about threesomes, or more about threesomes, in fact. So, if you just tune in, it's Truth and Consequences. We have this gentleman here who has been ghosted by his best friend since high school. Reason being is because he was over at his house with his friend's wife. They've been cool for many years. And
Cooking out,
having a little drinky-drink, a little smoky-smoke. And she ends up saying, hey, we want you to have a threesome with us. Dude that we've been talking to thought it was a joke. It turns out it was not a joke. When he turned it down, they quit talking to him. She unfriended him on all the social media, and his buddy didn't go deer tracking. Not hunting yet.
No, she even did the two fingers in the tongue.
Most season.
And a wink.
You know. Maybe. So he wants to, he's now very mad about this. He wants to call his friend and tell him, quote, you're stupid. And that's what he said. I want to tell him how stupid he is, and also how just dumb this is that you're going to cost our friendship over this. But, you know.
Dummy!
The thing that we do for our women.
Oh, do tell.
Well, I mean, I ain't got nothing to talk about. I'd be his case. Ain't nobody throwing no threesome offering at me. And you better not if it's FF or MMF. I don't even want that FFM. And I don't even want that. That scares me. I just want to go regular FM like I do in radio.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's bring him back. Can't wait to say your name because I enjoy it. It's an old school name.
I've only known one.
You get a lot of people. Don't say the name yet, sir, but your name, do you have people say, that's a good old school name.
Yeah, it is. I like the name, yeah.
It's almost in the same vein as like a name like Hank. You don't hear it very often. That's why I named one of my goats Hank.
I appreciate you, man.
Trying to bring it back. All right. Legally, I have to ask you this, sir. Are you sure you want to do this? We're not putting you up to it. You're providing the phone number, and you're not getting any tickets to any kind of events for this. You're doing it because you want to do it, correct?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. No, all I don't want to lose my best friend over something stupid and, you know, weird.
Okay. And I will tell you this. If for some reason he cusses or you end up cussing, obviously we're live radio, we'll throw you on hold and dump it out and bring it back. But here we go. You ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Here we go. He's going to call his friend and say, you're stupid, and here's why. It also, you know, it's a weird proposition to make. I'll tell you what, this text right here before we can really, me and my wife have threesomes. We would never offer it to one of our friends. Boom. That's exactly what I thought.
Hello? Oh, well, well, look who answers the phone if the number's blocked. Oh, hey, what's up, dude? I'm at work, by the way. Yeah, all right. Well, this won't take long, but, I mean, this sucks, dude. You know, you're obviously ignoring me, you know, because I wouldn't have sex with your wife in some messed up threesome you wanted to have. I turned you down only out of respect for you and our friendships, and now you're totally ghosting me like I'm the bad guy.
No, nobody said you were the bad guy.
Hey, let's just let me finish before you get pissed off and hang up, Dale. You're a coward, man. That was stupid, and I thought you were better than this.
Look, man, look, we're cool. It's just a whole weird thing. I shouldn't have let you get put in the middle of it.
Yeah, literally in the middle of it, yeah.
Okay, listen. I never told you this, but back in May, Brittany caught me texting with Tiff, and she found out that I had slept with her. So,
hey, don't say anymore right now.
No, I should have already told you this, and I should have forewarned you. But Britt wanted to make it even, so she wanted a threesome with me and you. Hoyt. You there?
Yeah, I am. I wish you wouldn't have said all that. You just said a little bit too much.
You really did say too
much.
No,
you needed to. You need to know.
Hoyt. Dale. Yeah. Dale?
Hoyt, yeah? Dale.
Hey, you're on the radio right now. This is the Rise Guys. We're out of Greenville, South Carolina. This whole conversation's been on the phone. That's why he was telling you to quit saying all that toward the end there.
He's trying to help you out.
This is all live, and it's not a break.
No, this did, but not on the air, though.
Yeah. We called you. Don't cuss, but...
Jesus, God almighty, Hoyt!
Well, I mean, what'd you expect?
He hung up.
Oh, crap!
We got Hoyt, but Dale hung up.
He would have God almighty Hoyt. First off, you got Hoyt and Dale. Let's just acknowledge that. Hoyt. I love that name. Secondly,
oh, wow. Right,
we don't have to make that any worse than it was. Are you still there, Hoyt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, that's a lot. He's in the doghouse.
Well, it does. It makes it make more sense.
But now Hoyt's got to feel used.
It does, but that's crazy.
Oh, my God.
I feel like anybody could have been in Hoyt's position, and she would have done that just to get back at Dale.
No, the best thing was like, Dale or Hoyt was like, hey, man, don't say anymore. No, man, I need to. I need to tell you this. Oh, my God.
He had to spill his guts, didn't he?
Oh, my God.
Look what happened.
Well, you know. You know,
he made it worse.
Well, you know, it actually, no. I mean, for him, yes, but it makes sense. It makes it more palpable.
She was just trying to get revenge.
But that's it. That's a, you know what? That adds actually more to the case of him being a dirty friend, a crap friend.
Yeah, he should have told you this.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, man, she's going to. If you want to, fine. If you don't, it's just the deal we've worked out. But no. Oh, man.
It's like, please help me out there. Don't do it.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
That's crazy.
Hoyt.
What if he would have said yes? I think it would have came out in the middle of it because, you know, Dale's like, I can't do it, man.
I can't do it. Well, why'd you want to? Well, she made me. You've got nothing to, you know, you've got nothing to feel bad about here. I mean, you...
No, I mean, you got used.
He was already... Oh, this text. Please isolate him saying God Almighty Hoyt. We will try to make that happen. That was an interesting exclamation.
He could have been crying. Like, Hoyt, I don't want my wife to be a pig cushion.
God, Hoyt. Man. I was like, I got tased right when he started saying that. I just like shot, like, I just like... I started planking in my chair like, oh, I cannot freaking believe this.
I tried. I couldn't.
God Almighty, Hoyt. Hoyt.
I think you guys should go track now.
Is that, let me ask you this. Is that the first time you've ever been propositioned for a threesome? Like, you good-looking dude? I mean, you know.
I don't know, I guess. I mean, no, not, I've never been in that situation before. Not with another dude. I mean,
well,
like,
yeah, but
you
like,
know, college girls, but like I would never.
Yeah.
No, it makes sense. Or? I don't even think he wanted to do it. I think he just like, I think she forced him into the situation now.
God, that's so.
He could have given me a heads up, you know? Like, he could have been like, hey, that's going to happen. Just, you know, play it off.
Absolutely. But
he's like not even talking to me. I don't know.
Like, all that happened because he, you know, was stepping out or whatever. Damn
yeah,
it.
Exactly. Oh, man, I really didn't know about that. I did not know about that at all. He did not tell me.
Your name from here on out will be P1 God Almighty Hoyt, just so you know, if you ever call
That's
again.
That's a good one, too.
That, yeah. Listen, we always say this. You say ugh just then. You just say ugh.
I think you did.
I've seen people write it. I've never heard them verbalize ugh before, only when talking about shoes. But here's the thing. Let's check in with you in a week or so and tell us what happened, if anything. Just to, you know, like a just a little update. Is that something we can do?
Yeah, we can do it. I don't know if he's going to answer my phone calls now, but
well, you can
we can try.
Yeah, let us know. Rise, guys. Bring it down. Live from callrob.com studios here in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, hey, famous people born today, which just happens to be November the 6th, happy birthday, or
suckle upon it.
Ooh, speaking in Latin.
This might be the one birthday day I do not need any music. Let's kick it off with an actress who's won a lot of awards, does a lot of movies. Tell me what to do. And her name really is not Emma, it's Emily.
Thompson?
No, Emma Stone.
Emma Stone. She's great in
like her.
The Curse.
Like, I know why Katy Perry chose Katy Perry. Was there already an Emily Stone that was acting? Because that's why they changed. You know, Katy Perry
changed hers because her dog's name was Katy Perry.
Well, no, you know, because of Kate Hudson. That's her real name.
Her real last name's Hudson?
Yeah, it was.
Ah, she related to Ernie.
Gotta be.
How old is Katy Perry? Is that what you're asking?
Emma Stone.
Oh, yeah. You're way out there. I'm going to say...
I love her. She's good.
I feel like she's... I love that rasp. Uh-huh. It's not it's a sexy rasp. I feel the number 42. I'm thinking of you, Jackie Robinson Page.
44?
Emma Stone is 36. You know, she just looks really young. Like in her movies when she's the love interest.
Yeah.
Just looks young. Good. Good actor.
Oh. Have you watched The Curse? I'm telling you.
I've not seen
it's
that
on
one.
Showtime. Two seasons worth is real good.
I like her as Cruella. She's my favorite.
Really good show. Fat Boy didn't like the one where she was, it was a ped zero file. I can't write how I write on the internet when you're trying to, you know, that bad stuff, right? Wasn't it weird? Like she, that artsy movie she was in, you said it was really, there were scenes in it that really were kind of disturbing.
Actually, I did not see that one.
Okay. I'm thinking of my other friend who is, he's also fat and a boy. So I can understand why I would confuse the two.
This gentleman, former Los Angeles Laker.
A.C. Green.
Former Miami Heat. Heater.
Shaq.
University of Rhode Island.
Give me more. Initials.
L-O. L-O.
You're talking about LeBron James. No.
He might have a cocaine issue, too.
Oh. Oh, Matt, what are we doing here? L-O. The last name give it away? The first name give it away?
He was married to a Kardashian. Played with Kobe.
Oh, Lamar Odom.
It is Lamar Odom's birthday.
I'm thinking, I'm like, Chris Humphreys from L.O.? How you getting that? Oh, Lamar.
God, I forgot about Humphreys.
Impressive. I remember that.
Yes, he loved prostitution as well. Mm. Not, he was a consumer of.
Oh, yeah, not being one.
He was not one.
He'd been a real tall hooker.
Yeah. 40. Lordy.
44.
Lamar Odom is 45 years old today.
Way off today.
This guy has a birthday. His daughter's starting to become a probably a bigger star than him. His daughter,
Rob Schneider.
Well, that's the other one. His daughter's Maya Hawk.
Tony.
No, not Tony. Ethan Hawk.
Oh,
the other Hawk.
The other Tony Hawk's daughter married. Kurt Francis Cobain's daughter Bean. Married Tony Hawk's son.
Yeah.
Yep. And then Tony and the baby were looking weird back and forth at each other.
Well, I mean, they kind of both look like birds. It's interesting. I mean, just the fact that his last name is Hawk and he looks like a bird is just incredible to me.
Ethan Hawke in one of the greatest movies of all time, Training Day.
A very, very, very good movie. Ethan Hawke, 52.
53.
Ethan Hawke is 54 years old today.
Dang it.
You have to go back and rewatch Snow Falling on Cedars.
What was the one movie he did that was it a vampire movie or a zombie movie? It was really good.
He was in The Purge. He's been in a bunch of stuff.
I can't remember. Sometimes wonder if they don't name movies well or if they don't market them well or if I just damn can't remember. Maybe a little of both.
Yeah,
it's comforting.
We're about to jump up here. We're taking a big leap because it is Maria Shriver's birthday today. So we're taking a jump in age.
I would like to interview her, but it'd have to be a shoot interview. Don't put it through a filter. Tell me the stuff.
Did you talk to her in general or about a certain time of her life?
Yep.
Okay. I don't know if you want to focus on the Mildred stuff with Arnold.
No, I don't care about that.
The other stuff.
I will say Maria Shriver is
62.
Famous Kennedy cousin. 69 years old.
Wow.
You know your thermostat said to it in honor to us celebrate.
Mm-hmm. That's the way we like to do cartwheels.
It's the Flying Nun's birthday.
People laughed earlier when I said, picture of Fatboy and I 69 cartwheeling across the lawn. People laughed.
Yeah.
Whose birthday?
The Flying Nun. Well, I can't say this one to give it away.
Oh, I know. It's Sally Field.
It is Sally Field's birthday. Gidget. Forrest's mama.
Forrest.
83.
Also, Abby Lockhart's mom on ER. Sally Field is 78 years old today. Oh, I thought she'd be a little bit older. I thought she would. But
were you turned on by her in Smokey and the Bandit? Boy, I was.
I never really saw her that way.
Oh, God.
Like at any point in her life.
Well, I mean.
She's just always felt like.
You saw her as a nun. You got turned on. That's weird.
The one nun in Sister Act was hot. I just forgot her name. Everybody knows that one.
Was a good time.
That was a great movie. They're supposed to be doing another one. How you going to hate Whoopi? Look, people have politics.
Watch that show and listen to what she says.
People got their politics, but come on.
I've never watched that show.
You know, really? I've not either. I've seen clips. I'm judging it off clips.
You going to watch it today?
I say, don't take what I say out of context, but I'll, I'm going to watch it today. It'll probably be their highest viewed show of all time because I want to watch four women sit around and eat crow.
Something else, maybe. Happy heavenly birthdays to Glenn Frey. Would have been 76 if that ulcerative colitis didn't kill him.
Bless him.
And Pat Tillman would have been 48 years old today.
God bless him.
That's an interesting story if you want to deep dive into Pat Tillman.
The fact that Veterans Day is Monday.
Yep.
God bless him. What a man. And I'm not saying it in a sexist way, but like, gosh.
Gave up a playing career, a solid NFL career.
Solid.
Making money.
What was wrong with him?
He gave it up. 9/11 happened. He went and enlisted.
But the way he died by friendly fire.
Yep.
Which is a whole separate other story.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. God bless him and his family.
God bless.
Let's say God bless America. And I think he has. Well, that's just my opinion.
How are you going to celebrate?
How am I going to celebrate? Well, it's funny you ask. Because that's what people always say when people are asked questions on talk shows. Well, you know, it's funny you ask. Why? Why is that funny that I ask that? It's funny you ask. I'm going to celebrate it with a good workout.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to celebrate it with a trip to my government, United States Postal Office. And I'll probably take a good old American nap at some point.
You're not going to eat 47 Debbie cakes. I might.
No, I haven't done that since the Bush term. That's right. But I'm clean shaven now. Ha ha, you thought I was talking about the president. Thank you. Tomorrow, Thursday, you already know, Facebook fussing. Get the podcast. Text podcast to 72341, the TLCMotors.com text line. Don't text and drive. Standard data, tech trade supply. Thank you so much for listening. Wash your hands. Have a great day. God bless America. It is good.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.